Gypsy too. Genius fastball, hop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it
when you're dancing.
Get down.
What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if it. If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on
minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She broke my heart, now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town, she follows me around. So you give what's left to me, yeah, you give what's left to me, 'cause she got the best of me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you? Got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You know, and you never say it on the
more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say us, you make me trust. I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Biglin.
We welcome you into Midland, Texas, as the Rough Riders are coming off a 10-5 victory over Midland in the second game of the series. Today, they turn to Justin Slayton, the starter, in Game 3 of the set. Hi, everybody, from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Zach Bigley with you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Thursday evening. The Rough Riders, a 10-5 win last night with 17 hits, a season high, and they really showed it off on the offensive side. Let's dive right into the highlights from yesterday's game. J.P. Martinez had homered in back-to-back games entering into last night's contest, and he wasted no time making it 3 in a row in the first inning. The offering in. A high drive deep to right field. Selman back to the warning track, looking up. See you later. J.P. Martinez with home runs in consecutive days of first-inning long ball puts the Riders in front 1-0. So J.P. Martinez with a home run, yes, consecutive days, but three games in a row. He tries to become the first Rough Rider since 2014 to hit home runs in four consecutive games. So the Rough Riders led 1-0 early. Midland came back, though, and they made it 2-1 with two runs of their own at the bottom of the first. The Riders tied it in the third, and when Johnny Ornelas came in to score on an errant throw on a steal attempt from William Simonite, the catcher, and then in the third, they really opened it up first. Sandro Fabian got in on the fun. Offers home. Stowers takes off. Line drive to right center. Down for a base hit. Stowers can cruise home. And Sandro Fabian, an RBI single, gives the Rough Riders the lead here in the fourth inning. So Sandro Fabian with the RBI single. And then Johnny Ornelas, who had a monster night, picked up his first RBI of the night. 0-1. A line drive, center field, dropping quickly. It falls in for a base hit. Fabian in to score, and Johnny Ornelas with an RBI single to tie his career. That was Johnny Ornelas' one RBI single. His two RBI single actually came in that fourth inning, and this is what that sounded like. And the 1-0 toss. Ornelas grounds it hard through the left side, a base hit. Fabian in to score. Watley around third. The throw from Foyle is up the third baseline, and Watley comes in to score. A two-run single for Johnny Ornelas, and he has his fifth three-hit game this season. So that was his third hit. You already heard the RBI single that came later on in the sixth inning, and the Rough Riders just kept on adding on more and more. And Sandro Fabian, who had the RBI single earlier, he got in a little bit on the long ball front. And the right-hander's pitch. High drive, deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair. Home run for Sandro Fabian. His second of the season. A line drive home run over the bullpen in left field. And the Rough Riders a 7-3 advantage. They just kept on adding on more and more. And the Rough Riders ended up with 10 runs and 17 hits. A good day offensively for Frisco. And they look to keep it going here in Game 3 of the series. They turn to Justin Slayton, the right-hander on the mound in the start today. Former third-round pick of the Rangers back in 2019 out of New Mexico. No record, a 4 ERA for the righty. He makes his first start against the Midland Rockhounds. His mound opponent, Jack Cushing, the 6'3", 195-pound, 25-year-old out of Georgetown, a former 22nd-round selection by the Oakland Athletics back in 2019. So a good mound opponent for Justin Slayton as the Rough Riders are tied up in this series with Midland at one game apiece. Both teams trying to take the third game of this six-game series. Yesterday, we caught up with Kevin Gowdy, the Rough Riders reliever and starter who's made one start this season. He will most likely throw today, and it's a good time, obviously, to get you our second part of the interview with Kevin Gowdy. Just a wonderful story as we talked about his time in Tommy John surgery and working his way back and also coming over to the Texas Rangers organization in last year's trade from the Philadelphia Phillies. So, Kevin, here on the pregame show, Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting ready for Game 3 of the series. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Yesterday, we caught up with Kevin Gowdy, a pitcher for the Rough Riders. We split it into two parts, so here's part two.
1 year into the Phillies organization, unfortunately, you have to go under the knife with Tommy John surgery. Right. Emotionally, what was going through your mind when you're going through that process?
Just a lot of frustration, I would say. I mean, especially felt a lot of pressure of being a higher pick and having all these, even if they were, a lot of them were in my head, having those expectations. It was definitely really frustrating, like you said, going under the knife so soon and missing so much time. But I would say more so is the struggle of not really being the same as I came back from surgery. Like in 2019, didn't really have much velocity, didn't have much stuff. That question of like, am I ever going to be the same pitcher? Am I ever going to get back to where I was? But really happy I stuck with it, because end of 2019, it kind of just started clicking again for me. And then 2021, it kind of just all came together again, which was awesome.
You hear so many stories about guys who really mature emotionally, and especially you being a young guy when you went under the surgery and you're watching from the sideline being out two seasons. Do you feel like you did mature emotionally, and how so?
100%. I would say obviously professional baseball is such a grind of day in, day out, and not that I took it for granted before, but even just going outside and just playing catch, I mean, when you get Tommy John, you can't throw for usually 4 to 6 months, you know, so that time's just kind of eating at you. And like, once you get back out there and like first day playing catch, first day at throwing at 90 feet, first bullpen, first game experience, like you really just realize like how lucky you are to be throwing, because there's a lot of guys who are in rehab who can't play, you know, so I'll always definitely have that kind of soft spot in my heart, I'd say, for the guys who are in rehab and kind of grinding it out. But the biggest thing it's taught me is just dealing with adversity, I'd say. And making the most out of each day we get on the field, because you never know when it's, you know, could be your last day on the field, you know. So,
well, you dealt with some adversity in 2021 when the Phillies traded you here to the Rangers organization. What was that day like for you?
That was another hectic one, because I remember seeing it on TV before I had heard anything.
Wow.
So I'd seen like the Twitter rumors, everybody in our clubhouse was talking about it, saw it on TV but hadn't heard anything yet, so was just like very anxious in that moment of like, is this happening? And like, because obviously it's a huge change to be in a brand new organization, new affiliates, whatever it is. And so it was, again, one of those super hectic experiences, but I've been really happy with it so far.
How was it coming into a new clubhouse when you're going into Hickory and trying to meet all these guys after being traded?
It's definitely a wild experience. I mean, just like you said, that first day in Hickory, walking into the clubhouse and like didn't know anyone at all, didn't know any of the coaches, didn't know kind of the organization and what they preach, what they, you know, because each organization is so different. And I remember the only person I somewhat knew was Josh Smith, and actually Duran too, because I played when they were with Hudson Valley and I was with Jersey Shore, played against them a good amount. So it was definitely kind of just a weird experience, but everybody took me in really quick and made some really good connections.
Kevin Gowdy, our guest here on the pregame show, we'll get you out on this. Now that you've been in the Rangers organization for like assimilating here into this organization as opposed to the Phillies?
It's a good question. I would say the Rangers are just very specific with what they want, and they really have a plan for each guy to help each guy out. And I've noticed that a lot. And for instance, with me, like throwing fastballs up in the zone, like had never even realized I could do that until this past year. They're just very family oriented, like really want to help each guy, really care for each guy. So I've been really happy with it so far.
All right. Kevin Gowdy, pitcher for the Rough Riders, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
All right. Frisco and Midland coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting set for Game 3 of this six-game series. Zach Bigley back alongside you, and happy to have you along. It's almost time for the national anthem. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams as we get you set. J.P. Martinez leads it off for the Rough Riders in center field, then it's Ezekiel Duran at second, and Dustin Harris is out in left field hitting third. Blaine Crim is at first at the cleanup spot. Justin Foscue hitting fifth. And the sixth spot, Jonathan Ornelas, the shortstop, who is just having a monster series, 4-for-9 so far with 4 RBIs. Bottom third, it's David Garcia, the catcher. Sandro Fabian, the right fielder. And Dio Enias out on third base. Rounding out the lineup for the Rough Riders. On the other side for Midland, it's Max Schumann at second base. Chase Callaway in center. And Zach Galloff is the third baseman today, hitting third. Middle third, Devin Foyle in right field. Jeremy Irwin at short. And Jordan Diaz at first base. And the bottom third, Kyle McCann, the catcher. Jake Settleson at the DH. And Michael Goldberg, the left fielder, in the ninth spot today for the Midland Rockhounds. Justin Slayton gets the ball for Frisco against Jack Cushing for Midland, and it should be a very good Game 3 of this six-game series. National anthem time here in Midland, Texas. We'll be back to give you the play-by-play of today's game right after these messages here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Road for a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Oh,
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score. And the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders had a season-high 17 hits last night, and now they take on the Midland Rockhounds in Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Thursday evening. J.P. Martinez is starting things off for the Rough Riders against Jack Cushing, the starting pitcher for the Midland Rockhounds, and we are set to go for baseball from West Texas. Martinez in from the left side, having just about the best series you could possibly ask for. Six for his first eight with two home runs. The left-hander in, Cushing the right-hander back into his wind, and away we go. A swing and a chopper off Martinez's foot into fair territory, but a foul ball, and we are underway. No balls and one strike. 7 o'clock with the game's first pitch right on time. It's a very nice day, albeit a bit warm for baseball. 88 degrees, our first pitch temperature. It was up around 95 just about an hour ago before the sun started to peek its way back behind this ballpark. The 0-1 fouled away left side, and Cushing is quickly ahead. No balls and two strikes. 88 is our feels-like temperature as well. Not too humid out in these parts, just 30% humidity with 21-mile-an-hour winds blowing from right to left and sunshine up above. The 0-2 dips down low into the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. So a sunny day, a windy day, but nonetheless, we have baseball here in Midland. Martinez back in from the left side of the plate. Here's the windback from Cushing in the 1-2. Fouled straight back to the strikes. Jack Cushing, a 1-1 record, an 8-1-0 ERA entering this start. He's making his fourth start of the season. Just 25 years old, 6'3", 195-pounder. Looks over the top of a black glove, winds back and deals in the 1-2. A high pop-up into shallow center field. Calabuig racing in. The center fielder called off by Ironman, the shortstop. He makes the catch. And there's the first out of the ballgame. That brings Ezekiel Duran up to the plate. Duran, the second baseman, playing in his 17th game with the Rough Riders, hitting 239 to start the season. A homer and six RBIs. Rough Riders, a 10-5 win last night. Convincing fashion. 10 runs on 17 hits. Here's the windback from Cushing, and the right-hander from the middle of the slab deals. Duran shows bunt, pulls back, takes outside. One ball and no strikes. Jack Cushing in his last start allowed 6 runs, 5 of them earned over 3 innings against Wichita. The 1-0. That catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike with a heater, and it's one ball and one strike. He struck out 2 and walked 3 against the wind surge in that start. He peels back here in the 1-1. Duran swings, cues it off the end of the bat, up the first baseline. It rolls foul. One ball, two strikes. But the start before that, he was really good. A quality start for him. 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on a solo homer. He struck out 6 and walked 1. So looking to tap into a little bit more of that here in this start today, but the Rough Riders are coming in a hot offense. One of the best hitting teams in all of minor league baseball. In fact, both of these teams come in as two of the best hitting teams in the minors. The offering into Duran misses outside, and it's two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders, with all those hits last night,
For the most part, that's what Midland's been doing all season. 2-2 home. Duran cuts and misses and strikes out. As he blew a fastball by him, and it's two away, nobody out, no score here in the top of the first.
No hat, number 57, Dustin Harris.
Midland still leads all of AA, hitting .299 as a team. Rough Riders are third in AA, hitting .280 as a club. Pitch to Dustin Harris. He swings, hits it foul on the ground, back behind home, and it's 0-1. In terms of all of minor league baseball, the Rough Riders are fourth, hitting .280. Midland is still the best hitting club in the minors. 0-1. Harris watches a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Cushing working efficiently. He looks in, winds back, and deals in the 0-2. Harris swings, grounds it foul, first baseline. Still no balls, two strikes. Defense behind Cushing today. Michael Goldberg is out in left. Chase Calabuig in center, and Devin Foyle in right field. Zach Geloff has third. Jeremy Eierman at short. Max Schumann is the second baseman, while Jordan Diaz is at first. And Kyle McCann does the catching for the right-hander, who peels back. And the 0-2. Harris swings, grounds it hard up the middle into center field for a base hit. Now, Dustin Harris had an 0-for-3 day in the opener to break his 11-game hitting streak, but he picks up right where he left off, picking up a single here in the first inning. His 16th hit of the year, and Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate.
Number 9, Blaine Krim.
Harris extends that on-base streak to 14 games. From the stretch, here's the offering into Krim. Loves to go after the first pitch. Let's see if he does here. He takes low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Three-man umpiring crew here in the Texas League. Pete Talkington has balls and strikes behind home. Trevor Danninger, our umpire down the first baseline, and Ty Krause, our third-base umpire. The 1-0. Krim watches a heater on the outside edge for a strike, 1-1. Rough Riders got on the board in the first inning yesterday with a solo home run from J.P. Martinez. Trying to find the scoreboard with two outs here in the first scoreless game so far. Here's the offering in. Krim takes low, and it's two balls, one strike. Harris decided to stay at first base, though. He has three steals on the year and as many attempts. 27 steals last year. He takes his lead. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Krim whiffs through a fastball off the outside corner. 2-2. Good series for the Riders first baseman so far. 3-for-8 in the set. He scored a couple runs. Two-hit day yesterday. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. Harris takes off. Krim swings, spoils it. Foul out of play right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Good crowd here in Midland for a thirsty Thursday. Fans kind of dotting the seats all the way around the park. A lot of fans in the two picnic pavilions down the left field and right field lines. 2-2 on the way to Krim. Way off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and the count fills up at 3-2. Beyond the left field line, there are four large blue tents with a bunch of picnic tables under them, and it seems like those tables are all full. A lot of fans down there. Payoff pitch on the way to Krim. Harris takes off. Just outside for ball four. Blaine Krim works a walk. Two on with two out for the Rough Riders. And here's Justin Foscue in a scoreless top half of the first inning.
Number five, Justin Foscue.
Wind continues to blow from right to left, just as it has all series long. It's made a lot of balls in right center field die down and even blow back towards the infield. Only one home run that way this series. It was the J.P. Martinez, actually two home runs. It was the two J.P. Martinez home runs right down the right field line. Pitch to Foscue. He takes low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Martinez is able to cut through the wind for the homers, but we've seen a lot of fly balls that have been knocked down, especially in the deep alleys. 1-0 pitch on the way. A strike on the outside edge right at the knees, and it's 1-1. Foscue with a couple hits in this series, both of them for extra base. He's knocked in a run. RBI double in the eighth inning of yesterday's game. I should say the ninth. Cushing with the 1-1. Straightens Foskew up, pushes him back just a little bit on an inside fastball. Two balls and one strike. Here's the set. A right-hander looks back towards second, a deep breath, shoulders up and down, 2-1. Swing and a foul back into McCann's glove. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. This next pitch for Cushing will be his 26th of the first inning. Foskew ready at the plate, and Cushing offers home. Inside for ball three, three balls and two strikes. Oh, Rough Riders being very patient here in the first inning. Shortest at bat has been four pitches. Cushing readies. Here's the 3-2. Runners go. Swing and a foul back into McCann's glove. He hangs on. And it's the second strikeout in the first inning for Jack Cushing. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on base as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. The Rough Riders turned away. And we'll see Justin Slayton on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace. Located above the left field wall, this covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton out on the mound for the Rough Riders. Scoreless as we go to the home half of the first inning. Max Schumann in from the right side in the first pitch. High and inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strike. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you along on what is a beautiful day for baseball here in Midland, Texas. Slayton working from the stretch. He deals. Fouled away, right side. One ball and one strike. I believe that's new for Slayton. Not working for the windup, but instead just from the stretch with nobody aboard. See if that persists here in this one. 1-1 on Schumann, the second baseman for the Rockhounds. Here's the offering home. On the outside edge, a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Rough Riders put up a couple base runners in the first inning, but were turned away. And now Slayton tries to put forth a scoreless first inning. He deals. Low off the outside corner. Garcia blocks, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders' defense behind Slayton today looks like this. Dustin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Sandro Fabian in right field. Slayton readies, and he issues in the 2-2. Hands from the outfield grass, the shortstop, a long throw, and he just got him! What a great play by Johnny Ornelas. Knew he didn't have a lot of time with Schumann's speed. A backhanded play, set his feet, unleashed a strong throw across the diamond, and he was just able to get Max Schumann for the first down. Chase Calabuig, the batter now, with one out. Already some nice defense for the Rough Riders in a scoreless home half of the first. And here's Slayton's pitch. Grounded foul back behind home. 0-1. Calabuig, a big part of this offense that is leading minor league baseball in batting average, hitting 290, 256 batting average. Slayton readies. And the pitch home. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside edge. 0-2. Let's finish off that defense for you. Dio Edias at third. You heard from Ornelas at short. Ezekiel Duran plays second today. Blaine Krim is at first. And David Garcia puts down the signs for Justin Slayton. And Slayton steps off. Actually, a pitch clock violation. So one ball, two strikes. Automatic ball. Here's the set. And the 1-2. Strike three called inside corner. Calabuig caught looking. For the first strikeout for Slayton, and there are two away. That brings Zach Geloff to the plate. No score. Home half of the first inning.
Third baseman, Zach Geloff.
Geloff had a 14-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. He did increase his on-base streak to 15 games, though. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. The former University of Virginia Cavalier in from the right side. Slayton ready from the chest. He deals. Big curveball slipped out of his hand. Misses up high, and it's one ball and one strike. Geloff, the number three prospect in the A's organization this year with Midland. 1-1. High fly out of play right side. Slayton ahead, 1-2. He has hit everything so far this season. The only thing he hasn't shown off is too much of the power. He does have two home runs, both of them coming in the same game. 1-2. Chopper foul, first base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Geloff hitting 333 this season to start his Double-A career. Slayton from the stretch, closed off the 1-2. Swing and a man struck him out with a changeup off the outside corner, and he skips off the mound with a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders and Rockhounds scoreless as we go to the top of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at Rough.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Johnny Ornelas starts it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the second. No score between the Riders and the Rockhounds. It's Ornelas, Garcia, and Fabian. There's the wind back from Jack Cushing. Righty-righty matchup to begin, and the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Right at the knees, and it's 0-1. Ornelas, the leadoff hitter yesterday, had a monster game, tying a career high with four hits, 0-1. Misses low off the outside corner, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. He has now upped his average to 381. And over his last six games, he has hit the cover off the baseball. 1-1. Grounder, third baseline. Geloff backhands. A long throw across is picked out of the dirt by Diaz. And they just get in Ornelas for the first out. Nice play by Geloff. A backhanded scoop. He was able to set his feet. Momentum going towards the third base bag. And he got Ornelas. One away here in the second. No score. David Garcia bats now from the left side as a switch hitter. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Garcia watches on the inside corner. A strike. Belt high. And it's 0-1. Just to finish that thought on Ornelas. Over his last six games, he's hitting .538, 14 for 26. The offering finds McCann's glove just off the outer edge. Count flattens at one ball and one strike. And talking to Ornelas before the game today, he said he's not really feeling any different. The 1-1. A high fly ball into the alley left center. Gouldberg on the run, shading his eyes from the sunshine, peering up into it. He makes the catch. And there are quickly two outs here in the second inning. That brings Sandro Fabian to the plate. Ornelas said it's just about pitch selection. He feels like he's swinging at better pitches, not chasing as many like he did. He's starting to really settle in, and said, of course, it's probably not going to last forever, but he's swinging good pitches right now. First pitch to Fabian, flutters on the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. No score, top of the second. Two outs, bases clear. Wind back, pitch to Fabian. He swings, flares it into shallow right field. That drops in for a base hit. Sandro Fabian picks up where he left off last night with a three-hit performance yesterday. He picks up the Riders' second hit. A bloop single into right field, and that brings 9-0 hitting Dio Arias to the plate. Rough Riders and Midland scoreless as we play here in the top of the second. Arias got the day off last night. Open stance for the right-handed batter. Cushing from the stretch. In the middle of the slab, he kicks deals. Breaking ball right on the outside edge at the knees, and it's 0-1. Edius, an 0-for-4 day in game one. Here's the set. And Cushing the 0-1. Grounded, a high chopper out to third. Geloff picks, throws onto second the short way, and he gets Fabian for the final out here in the second. No runs across on a hit, no errors, one runner left stranded. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas Night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
No score as we go to the bottom of the second. Justin Slayton deals with Devin Foyle in the first pitch. Finds the outside corner right at the belt for a called strike, and it's 0-1. It's Foyle, Jeremy Eierman, Jordan Diaz, middle third of the order against Slayton, who worked a 1-2-3 first. He rocks back in the 0-1. Right on the same spot, perfectly painting the outside edge for called strike two. And it's 0-2 on Foyle. Foyle, a returner from last year here with this Midland Rockhounds club. 0-2. Hit foul back into the screen. Still no balls, two strikes. And a guy who has been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders over the last two seasons. Foyle is having a really good start to his season, a 932 OPS. 0-2. High with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. The Fountain Hill is Arizona native. Last year in 99 games, a 777 OPS here with this Midland Rockhounds club. 1-2 on the way. A high line drive in a deep left center field. Harris cutting over into the alley. He makes the catch. And there's one away. Four up, four down for Slayton and Jeremy Ironman. The shortstop steps in now. Frisco and Midland.
Shortstop.
Zeros
Jeremy
in the run columns. You think a guy has that kind of OPS, has that kind of season. He hit 12 home runs, knocked in 61. That's usually call for enough for a promotion the next year. From the stretch, the pitch. Misses up high with a heater, and it's one ball, no strikes. Well, the Midland Rockhounds are part of the A's organization, and the A's organization does things a little bit differently than the rest of minor league baseball. Slayton readies, and the 1-0. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Of course, as you get higher and higher in the organization, things start to get more clogged up, and it makes it harder to get promotions. But for the most part, the A's have done a pretty consistent job of keeping guys at levels for a long time. The offering, swing, and a miss, and a high fastball, and it's two balls, one strike. And Midland has been home to a lot of guys for multiple years. Devin Foyle, one of those guys who's going to be here. 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Good curveball off the outside corner. And the count horizons out. Last year. He chokes up slightly on the bat. Righty-righty. One out, base is clear. Here in the second, no score. The pitch. Chopped foul back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. Jordan Diaz waits his turn on deck. Justin Slayton on the mound for the Rough Riders. The 24-year-old, 6'4", 222 pounds. He comes set, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball low and away, and he picks up his third strikeout. Two away here in the second, as this is the best we've seen Justin Slayton look so far.
Jordan Diaz.
Slayton worked a scoreless inning in relief on opening night, and he's made the last two games starts. Ever since then. First pitch to Diaz. A swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. Couldn't catch up, and it's 0-1. He's allowed two runs over four innings in each of his starts. His last start, he really struggled with his command, though. Five walks over his four innings. 0-1. Spoiled foul out of play, and Slayton's quickly ahead 0-2. Still struck out five, though. Only allowing two hits. He's done a good job limiting the hits. Nine innings total, six hits allowed. 0-2, just off the outside corner, didn't miss by much. And he's looking deliberate and working with pace. Pretty much everyone's working with pace now with a new pitch clock. Here's the set. And the 1-2, misses up high with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. The stuff's always been there for Slayton. He has been nasty. Four-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, change. He deals in the 2-2, low and outside of the dirt. Garcia able to pick it, and it's three balls, two strikes. For him, it's about command and then the quality of pitchers as well. Still just 24 and still learning in some ways the best way to attack hitters. Payoff pitch on the way to Diaz. A high fly ball into right field. Sandro Fabian coasting back into right center. He makes the catch, and it's a six-up, six-down start for Justin Slayton. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, no score as we go to the top of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders in the top of the third. So we found the scoreboard. Neither team has. Zach Bigley with you here from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Happy to have you along. Here's the windback and the pitch on the way to J.P. Martinez. Cushing finds the inside 1-1. Martinez has a chance to do something today that hasn't been done in a long, long time for anyone in a Rough Riders uniform. The 0-1 fastball clips the inside edge, 0-2. Martinez is homered in three consecutive games for the Rough Riders. Cushing back into his wind in the 0-2. Soft grounder out to second. Schumann swallows it up, throws sidearm onto first base, and retires Martinez for the first out here in the third. Ezekiel Duran makes his way up. No score. One out. Top three. Base is clear. A Rough Rider hasn't hit a home run in four consecutive games since 2014. JT Wise did it August 28th through 31st. The pitch. Duran swings. Sends it high in the air. Shallow center field. Calabuig charging in. The shortstop Ironman under it. And he makes the catch, battling the sunshine. Two quick outs here in the third. Base is clear. No score for Dustin Harris.
Now batting number 57, Dustin Harris.
JT Wise only finished with 11 home runs that year, but he hit home runs in four consecutive games. Did it at Corpus Christi and then finished it off in Midland right here. Pitch home. Harris watches one come across on the outside edge for a strike. 0-1. Harris singled in the first inning. A line drive into right center. The pitch. He swings, cracks it down the right field line. That's in there for a base hit. Foyle cuts it off. Harris a turnaround first. A slight bobble. Here comes the throw. Harris slides in safely. We'll see what they call it officially. It looks like it's going to be a double all the way. Harris hot footing it around first and got in there very quickly. If it is a double, it's his third of the season. Yep, and they call it a double all the way. So runner at second with two outs for Blaine Krim. And here's Cushing's first pitch. A check swing on a pitch that was high, and he went around. 0-1 on Krim, the Riders' first baseman. So Dustin Harris, two for his first two, following the game where he finished 0-for to snap his hitting streak in 11 games. Pitch home to Krim. On the outside edge, a called strike, 0-2. Dustin Harris got yesterday off because he made a spectacular catch in the left field corner in game one and hit his knee on the wall. Just a slight bruise, but wanted to be careful and gave him the day off just in case. 0-2 to Krim. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a high slider. Side comes to a close in the third inning. Third strikeout for Jack Cushing. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left on base for the Riders. Home half of the third coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home.
Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton back out for the bottom half of the third inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Kyle McCann leads things off. Here's the first pitch. Misses ball and no strikes. Kyle McCann, Jake Sunnelson, Michael Gouldberg, bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. Slayton has worked six up, six down. First pitch, or I should say the second pitch, is cut on and fouled back into the glove of David Garcia, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Rough Riders in a slight pole side shift on the infield for McCann, the left-handed batter. Playing the opposite way in the outfield with J.P. Martinez shaded into left center field in center field. 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. Justin Slayton, an overall 86th pick by the Rangers in 2019 in the third round. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. 2-2. Out of New Mexico. Boy, is that a tough place to pitch. New Mexico, a very high elevation. The offering home. Low off the outside corner, and it's three balls, two strikes. He looks in, has his sign, and the delivery home. Fouled straight back to the screen, still 3-2. University of New Mexico is over 5,000 feet above sea level. And there are a lot of balls that get out of the ballpark there that wouldn't get out in other places. Here's the stretch, and the 3-2. Hit foul at the plate, still three balls, two strikes. New Mexico in the Mountain West, and there are some pretty hitter-friendly ballparks in that Mountain West Conference, but New Mexico by far the most hitter-friendly. Slayton, a third-rounder. He offers. Misses up high for ball four, and there's the first base runner of the day for Midland. Leadoff walk to Kyle McCann here in the third. Slayton in that third round was the first pitcher to be taken in the MLB draft in the third round or higher out of New Mexico. I'll tell you how hard it is to pitch at that college. Here's Jake Settleson, the first offering. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders and Rockhounds scoreless here in the home half of the third inning in game three of the six-game series. Settleson went 1-for-4 in game one of the series. He got the day off yesterday, and he's back in the eighth spot here in game number three. 0-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 0-2. Justin Slayton is just peppering the strike zone. He comes set. And deals in the 0-2. A liner into right that drops in for a base hit. McCann up to second, he stops right there. Back-to-back base runners start things off here in the third. A single the other way on an 0-2 pitch. Walking a single, and Michael Guldberg hits now, who in his first at-bat yesterday singled on an 0-2 pitch off of Avery Weems.
Left fielder Michael Guldberg.
Guldberg with a 3-for-4 day yesterday from the 9 spot. Corners in, expecting a bunt. First pitch, a strike across the outside corner, 0-1. No bunt shown from Guldberg. Midland trying to find the scoreboard first between the two teams here in the bottom half of the third. Good spot for them to do it. Here's the set. And the 0-1. High and tight. One ball, one strike. Rough Riders found the scoreboard first yesterday in the top of the first inning. In game one, it was Midland with two runs in the bottom of the first. Slayton's 1-1. He sends it outside, and it's two balls, one strike. Not great speed on second base with McCann, the catcher. Settleson has better speed at first as he takes his lead. Right-hander's offering. A high pop back behind home and foul. Garcia gave it a quick look. Worth noting, Garcia is the catcher today. He is the only catcher on the Rough Riders roster. Jordan Procession on the development list on Tuesday, and then Matt Watley, before today's game, was placed on the 7-day injured list. The pitch. A fly ball hit to shallow center field. The second baseman, Duran, called off by the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. The wind blows it back onto the infield dirt, and Ornelas makes the catch. One out here in the third, and Max Schumann bats with two aboard. No score, bottom three.
Second baseman, Max Schumann.
Second time through as Schumann represents the top of the order. Watley with an oblique injury. Hopefully it's very, very minor. And he'll be back in 7 days. Right-hander comes set. And he offers home. Breaking ball on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Watley, when he slid into home last night, scoring his first of two runs in the fourth inning, he extended his left arm out and just slightly tweaked his oblique. The pitch. Fouled away right side. And it's 0-2. And he said it's frustrating because this is the best I've felt in a long time at the plate. He says he's really starting to come into his own as a hitter, hitting the ball hard. He picked up two hits last night. But on the 7-day injured list. Slayton readies from the stretch. And the 0-2. Fouled away right side. And it's still no balls, two strikes on Schumann. So Garcia, the only catcher on the roster right now for the Rough Riders. Not a bad guy to have. 22-year-old has played well this year. Runners take their leads from first and second. The 0-2. Just high off the outside corner. Slayton wanted it. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Pete Talkington. And it's one ball and two strikes. Set from the righty. 1-2. Ground ball out to short. Ornelas backhands, throws to third. And Dio has it, steps on the bag, and they get the out. So there's out number two of the inning. Smart play by Ornelas, and a ball that was taking him with his momentum towards the third base bag. The shortstop just fielded it and threw it on to Dio Edias. 6-5 on the fielder's choice. Schumann safe at first. Settleson on at second base. And here's Chase Calabuig. 0-for-1 day for Calabuig with a strikeout. Slayton's pitch. High fly ball hit to center field, sending Martinez back near the warning track. Harris there as well. It's Harris who takes charge, makes the catch, one-handed out in front of his ball cap, and the side comes to a close in the third. Nice work by Justin Slayton. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on base. And we go to the top half of the fourth inning. No score here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, guys. Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field. Going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Neither team top of the fourth inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Justin Foscue starts it off. Jonathan Ornelas. And then David Garcia, 5-6-7. First pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders have seen Justin Foscue lead off a lot of innings. Here's the windback in the 1-0. And one's low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Foscue has led off an inning eight times in his last three games. It's not even including this one. 2-0. A strike on the inside corner, and it's two balls, one strike. It's purely coincidental, and unfortunately it means that Blaine Crim, who's been hitting in front of him, has been getting out for the third out a fair amount of times. 2-1. Slung foul into the netting right side. Two balls, two strikes. But ultimately, Foscue has been leading off a lot, and he's a good guy to have leading off. He's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, but had a couple doubles here in this series. Here's the windback from Cushing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Foscue strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Cushing. One out here in the fourth inning, and here's Johnny Ornelas. Ornelas a ground out to third back in the second.
Now batting number 12, Jonathan Ornelas.
No score, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Ornelas now 4-for-10 in the series. Cushing winds back and offers home. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Ornelas hit his first home run of the series, or the season, I should say, in that last game of the series against Northwest Arkansas. The 2-0. Fouled away right side. Two balls, one strike. It was a moonshot. Crushed it into left field. 452 feet. And they pointed on Ornelas. So an automatic strike. Two balls, two strikes. Ornelas talking to Pete Talkington, the home plate umpire. Here's the windback from Cushing, and he pitches home. Swinging a grounder, third base side. Past Geloff into left field, a base hit. Ornelas with another hit. He singles with one out here in the fourth inning. He continues just be on fire. Four hits last night. He has five games with at least three hits this season. Came in hitting .381. And he singles here with one out in the fourth. David Garcia bats now. Oh, we were talking about that home run, and he said he hit one that was about .445 in spring training. But that one was probably the furthest one he's hit. He's joking. He should have gotten under it just a little bit more, get a little more carry on it with the wind. He said he hit it too much on a line. Pitch home to Garcia. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Right-hander looks in and deals home. A grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Ironman, has it. Steps on the second base bag. Rifles to first. Got him a double play. And the inning comes to a close. Six unassisted, three double play. And the Rough Riders turned away in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Nobody's finding any offense here in this one. No scores. We go to the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton back on the mound for the Rough Riders. No score from Momentum Bank Ballpark here in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. Zach Geloff leads off the home half of the fourth inning for the Rockhounds, who just have one hit so far through three innings off Slayton. A walk and a single to lone base runners today. Zach Geloff, Devin Foyle, Jeremy Ironman, 3, 4, and 5 in the order. From the stretch, righty-righty, and the first pitch. A high fly ball hit to center right at J.P. Martinez, who saunters back a couple steps, makes the catch head high. One away here in the fourth inning, and Devin Foyle bats now. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Foyle lined out to left field his first time up. Slayton working from the stretch. He sets and offers home. Strike, and it's 0-1. Well, if you've been around baseball for a long time, you know that one of the big things has been the treatment of minor league players. The 0-1, a swing and a miss on a pitch down low and inside, 0-2. And one of those things has been food with the treatment of minor league players. And things have improved so much. It was interesting being in the clubhouse today. 0-2. Chopper foul, first baseline, and the count still 0-2 on Foyle. You think of the days of yesteryear in the minors when guys had to fend for themselves with food. It seemed like peanut butter and jelly was the main course. Here's the set. And the 0-2, high off the outside corner, 1-2. You know, you get the crunchy peanut butter and the grape jelly. Well, now they have full catered meals. Three meals a day. 1-2, fouled straight back. And it's one ball and two strikes. And a nutritionist for the organization. Nutritionist will be in town next week. Looking forward to that. It's so cool to see how these guys are treated, and they deserve it. Taking care of their guys. 1-2. Check swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a high fastball. Justin Slayton was strikeout number 4, and there are two outs here in the fourth inning.
Shortstop
Jeremy Ironman. It's the way, coming up with two outs here in the fourth. Here's the pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Misses inside. 1-0. Two outs. Bases clear. Home half of the fourth inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. No score. Slayton's pitch. Breaking ball. Misses up high. And it's two balls. No strikes. Stretch. He deals. High and inside. Three balls, no strikes. Ironman has knocked in a ton of runs for the Rockhounds. 13 RBIs this year. He has 8 RBIs in his last 5 games. 3-0. Down the heart of the plate, a strike. 3-1. 3 home runs for the shortstop after he hit 10 last year. Slayton deals. A swing and a miss. Swung out of his shoes at that one on the inside edge, and it's 3-2. Crowd really filling in here on this Thirsty Thursday. Biggest crowd of the series so far. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a high fastball. Justin Slayton was down 3-0 in the count. Works back for his 5th strikeout. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. What a day for Justin Slayton. He's been nasty today. 5 strikeouts through 4 innings. No score to the top of the 5th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
The Riders are back on the road for a 6-game series against the Midland Rockhounds in Midland, Texas, affiliates of the Oakland Athletics. After the series closes, the Riders return for the month of May and welcome the Arkansas Travelers back to Riders Field. The upcoming promotional schedule is loaded with special theme nights, ticket packages, and more. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get the top of the 5th started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Sandro Fabian starts things for the Rough Riders in the top of the 5th inning. Both teams looking for the first run of today's game. Here's the first pitch. On the outside corner, top of the zone, a strike and it's 0-1. Fabian is 1-for-1 today. He's singled into right field back in the 2nd inning. Rough Riders with 4 hits today. 0-1. A high fly ball into deep left center field, sending Calabui back to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and he makes the catch. Into the wind, first turned away for his 2nd home run in as many days. Thought that one might have a chance, but he flies out to center field, and there's one away here in the 5th. He gets some high fives as he heads into the dugout. That was good contact. Dio Adius now in the first pitch. Low off the outside corner. 1 ball, no strikes. Eddie is bouncing to a fielder's choice back in the 2nd. He's 0-for-1. Rough Riders' 4 hits have been spread out, 1 in each inning so far. They've been able to string them together. The 1-0 on the outside edge, a called strike, 1-1. They'll try to string a couple of them together and pick up a run or two. Good part of the order to do it. 1-1. Edius watches low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Edius represented the 9 spot, and then J.P. Martinez is on deck. Shuttles in the 2-1. Hit on a line out to short right of Jeremy Ironman, who spears it off to his left. Right out of the air for out number 2. Two outs and J.P. Martinez climbs in.
Now batting number one, J.P. Martinez.
One back in the pitch. On the inside edge, knee level for a strike, 0-1. 0-2 today for the Riders center fielder. Pop out and a ground out is two trips up. 0-1. High drive deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair. Oh, and it's not gone. It got knocked down by the wind. It's off the wall. Martinez on to second, and he's in there with a double. Oh, I thought he had history. It looked off the bat like it was going to get out of here. The wind, as that ball is going directly into the wind, blowing in from right field, knocked it down. It hit off the fence, about a 5-foot fence down the right field line, and into fair territory. So Martinez, instead, would have been his fourth straight game with a home run to tie a Rough Riders franchise record. Would have been the first time since 2014 that had been done, but he'll settle for a double. Here's the pitch home to Duran. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Man, I thought off the bat that that was gone. The wind just brought it right back into the ballpark. 21-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field, and that one trying to cut through the teeth of the wind couldn't do it. 0-1. Off the outside corner, McCann blocks, sliding on his knees to his right. And it's now one ball and one strike. But Martinez continues on his terror. His second double of the season, his seventh hit in the first three games of this series. Here's the set. And the 1-1. High pop-up back behind home. McCann gets rid of the mask. Back near the warning track, and he makes a basket catch for out number three. Rough Riders, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. They've had one hit in each of the five innings today, but no runs to show for it. Scoreless as we go to the home half of the fifth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Slayton deals home to Jordan Diaz. It's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. No score, bottom half of the fifth inning from Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. Slayton ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Low off the outside corner, back to the backstop, 2-0. Rough Riders have five hits on offense today, each in the inning alone. So one hit in each inning so far tonight. 2-0. A hard liner into right field, chasing Martinez. Make it Fabian back. The wind blows it in. He now comes in and makes the catch. It fooled him just for a second, but he made the play, and there's one away. Diaz out number one here in the fifth inning, and Kyle McCann makes his way to the plate. McCann out of Georgia Tech. Long line of talented catchers. out of the Ramblin' Wreck. Joey Bart, one of the main ones. Here's the pitch. A chopper out to second. Duran fields belt high and slings it on to first. There's out number two. How about Justin Slayton? Two up, two down here in the fifth inning. And he continues to be efficient. 69 pitches now through two outs here in the fifth inning. And this is his longest start of the season. He'd gone four innings in each of his last two starts. Now 4 2/3 tonight. He comes. Fastball, strike, outside corner, and it's 0-1. Don't want to count the chickens before they're hatched, of course, but Slayton, with the way he's going right now, has a chance to be the first Rough Rider to record an out in the sixth inning this year. Here's the set, and the offering home. A liner into right, Fabian back a couple steps, still going back, makes the catch, and there it is. That's five clean innings for Justin Slayton, and a very clean fifth indeed. Just six pitches needed to get through the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. That's consecutive days. The Riders' pitchers have gone through the fifth inning on just six pitches. And we're scoreless as we go to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Good portion of the order for the Rough Riders to try and find their first run of the ball game. We're tied at 0-0. Dustin Harris starts it off here in the sixth, and the first pitch from Cushing just outside. One and Foscue, 3-4-5 in the Riders order. Harris is 2-for-2 with a single and a double today. Cushing's pitch on the way. He swings, smacks it back up the middle, straight to center field. Calabuie coming on, slides, and he makes the catch. He scooped it, but he was able to scoop it out of the air, not off the grass. Nice play by Chase Calabuie, robbing Dustin Harris of his third hit today. And there's one away here in the sixth inning.
Now batting number nine, Blake Krim. The Bud Light Beer batter.
Blake Krim bats now, in from the right side. Here's the windback and the pitch on the way. A hard liner past the third baseman Geloff down the left field line into the corner. Krim hot footing it around first on his way to second base, and he pulls in there with a double. Blaine Krim with his fourth double of the season. And it's once again another hit in another inning for the Rough Riders. They have now picked up a hit in each inning, including here in the sixth, and it's a one-out runner in scoring position for Frisco, and Justin Foscue bats now. A chance for the Rough Riders to find the scoreboard and a golden opportunity in this sixth inning. Foscue 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts against the Georgetown Hoya, Jack Cushing. Here's the set, and the right-hander offers. A hard liner to third. Geloff picks it out of the air for the second out. That's all three balls in this inning have been hit very hard. The Rough Riders are just 2-for-3. Here's Johnny Ornelas now. From the stretch, here's the pitch to Ornelas. A high fly ball out to left field. Goldberg back near the warning track. He's under it. And he makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in very efficient fashion. Pushing for the Rough Riders. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Stop me if you heard that one before. As the Rough Riders are turned away in just five pitches. We go to the home half of the sixth. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders return to begin May with a six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, which features a loaded promotional schedule. On Friday night, the Riders roll out FC Dallas night. Fans can come early to get their co-branded Riders FC Dallas scarves. Then on Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby at the Diamond, featuring racing-themed on-field games, giveaways, and more. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
Justin Slayton done after five shutout innings. What a start for Slayton. He was, and Kevin Gowdy takes over out of the Riders bullpen in his stay. Boy, you would love to see him go at least one more. He had a six-pitch fifth inning, but he is done, and he was very, very good. Five shutout innings, just one hit allowed, five strikeouts, one walk. Only allowed base runners in the third inning. Retired everyone else he saw. So here is Kevin Gowdy, who has been very good for the Rough Riders this season in his one start. And it is times out of the bullpen. 9-1 and 2 against Gowdy, the right-hander. Closed off, he winds back. Glove tips over the cap, the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders getting probably their, actually, without a doubt, their best start of the season from a starting pitcher. Five shutout innings, they haven't gotten that before. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Chopper up the middle, Ornelas, the shortstop, waits on it. Picks head high, throws onto first, and gets Goldberg. Two pitches, first out for Kevin Gowdy. No score, bottom six. Gowdy, the 24-year-old, 6'4", 205 pounds, former Philadelphia Phillies product, former second-round selection. He winds and deals home to Max Schumann. Finds the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Out of Santa Barbara High School, he was traded from the Phillies to the Rangers last year at the deadline. He winds back in the 0-1. Outside, and it's one ball and one strike. If you heard our pregame interview with him, you heard that he found out that he was traded by watching TV in the clubhouse. Crazy. Watching TV, you see your name pop up on the screen. 1-1. Off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. Can you imagine? Hey, your life's going to change, and you're seeing it at the same time as everyone else. 2-1 on Schumann. Gowdy winds, deals. That's one strike. Pretty much his entire career, he was a starter. Worked a few times out of the bullpen last year and eight times out of the bullpen in 2019, but he is a starting pitcher in his mind. Winds in the 3-1. High pop Back behind home, Garcia gives it a look, but it's out of play. Three balls, two strikes. And so it's been a little bit different for him becoming a bullpen guy. Even though he didn't start in today's game, he still went through his starter's routine before the game, did his stretching, did his throwing, and then sat and watched Justin Slayton dominate for five innings. Payoff pitch. A liner into right. Fabian going back a couple steps, angles to his left, makes the catch chest high. And there are two outs here in the sixth. Two up, two down, and Chase Calabuig makes his way to the plate.
Chase Calabuig.
Gowdy, no record, a 5.68 ERA. He's making his fifth appearance for the Rough Riders. Six and a third innings. He struck out two and walked five. The right-hander winds back and deals home to the lefty Calabuig. Grounded to first. Krim smothers it, waves off Gowdy, takes to the bag himself, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Kevin Gowdy in his first frame out of the bullpen. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device on TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go.
Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The RUFFRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
David Garcia starts it off for the Rough Riders. No score, top of the seventh. Jack Cushing, the starter, still out there. He winds back and offers home to the Riders catcher. Takes down the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Garcia 0-2 today. He's flied out and grounded into a double play. The right-hander's pitch. A swing and a miss and a good pitch down in the dirt. 0-2. Rough Riders, they've had their chances today. They picked up a hit in every single inning, and they've stranded exactly six on base over six innings. 0-2 on the way. Fouled straight back to the screen, and it's still no balls, two strikes. In the first, it was Dustin Harris. In the second, it was Sandro Fabian. Third inning, Dustin Harris again. Johnny Ornelas singled in the fourth. J.P. Martinez doubled in the fifth. Krim doubled in the sixth. The pitch is chopped up the middle. Ironman, the shortstop, backhands, throws off balance to first, just in time to get the catcher. And there's one away on a nice play from Jeremy Ironman.
No batting, number 20, Sandro Fabian.
Rough Riders have had their chances. Three extra base hits, no runs to show for it. No score, top seven. Sandro Fabian bats now with one out and the bases clear. Here's the pitch home. Just off the outside corner. On the other side, Midland is just one hit offensively. Time called. Ball got loose in left center field. Some kids playing on the burn. Chase Calabuig just grabbed the baseball and instead of throwing it to one of the waiting kids, just launched it over the berm. That's one way to get rid of the baseball. Here's the 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. He crow-hopped at everything and just rocketed it over the berm, and a bunch of kids went chasing on after it. 1-1. Fabian takes low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Fabian today is 1-for-2. His fly out to center field in the fifth was to the wall. A nice catch by Chase Calabuig. The 2-1. A strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 2-2. Just missed it, and if the wind hadn't been blowing in from right field, it may have gotten out of here. Say that about a couple balls today. 2-2. Strike three called outside corner. Fabian down looking. Fifth strikeout for Cushing, and there are two away. Dio Anias makes his way to the plate. Two down here in the seventh. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Here's the offering home. Fouled straight back in its own one. 0-for-2 day for the third baseman. Bounced into a fielder's choice and lined out to short in his two trips. Cushing's pitch. High pop-up in the infield. Second baseman Schumann under it. Wind blowing it in. The shortstop Ironman takes control, makes the catch, nearly had it pop out of his glove. But it is out number three. Side retired in order. Rough Riders have been sat down five in a row. It's the first inning where they don't pick up a hit. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. And it's stretch time here in Midland, Texas. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be. No.
I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, somebody's got to score eventually, right? We go into the bottom of the seventh inning. No score. Riders and Rockhounds. Kevin Gowdy winds and deals to Zach Geloff. Flutters inside. It's one ball and no strikes. It's Zach Geloff, Devin Foyle, Jeremy Ironman, 3-4-5. Due up for the Rockhounds here in the home half of the seventh. Gowdy pitches home. Fastball across the outside corner, belt high for a strike. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. Gowdy working from the third base side of the rubber. Tips the glove over his cap. Deals home. It's grounded foul back behind home. Rough Riders have had more hits here in this game. 6 hits to just 1 hit for Midland. They've had more opportunities because of it. Gowdy peels back in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Count horizons at 2-2. Rough Riders pitching staff has done a wonderful job as Midland hasn't had a base runner since the third. Gowdy with the 2-2 on the way. Grounded to third. Pass to diving Dio Anias down the left field line into the corner. Harris digs it out. And Geloff into second with a leadoff double here in the seventh. Well, that takes care of the no base runner since the third inning. Snaps a string of 10 in a row retired by Rough Riders pitching between Justin Slayton and Kevin Gowdy. A double for Zach Geloff. His fourth. And Devin Foyle, who is 0 for 2 today. Stands in. Line out to left and a strikeout in his two trips. Gowdy with a runner aboard. He comes set. Right-hander's pitch. High pop, foul out of play left side. Out to 0-1. Kevin Gowdy goes with the high socks and the stirrups. And that's something he's been doing for a long, long time. Growing up in Southern California, he played for a travel ball team in seventh grade where everyone was required to wear the stirrups. Here's the set and the pitch. Boyle takes high and outside, 1-1. And he just kept doing it all through high school at Santa Barbara High School and all through the Phillies organization, and he's brought it here to the Texas Rangers organization. He comes set, kicks and deals. Grounder, first baseline, and foul. 1-2 on Devin Foyle. No score. Bottom of the seventh inning. Nobody out. Runner at second. And for Gowdy, it's not something he pulls out every single day. He only wears it on days he's going to pickle now that he's doing the bullpen thing, not starting. 1-2. High fly ball, shallow center field. J.P. Martinez under it. He can't find it, and he makes the catch. Oh, man, he looked up in the air as if he could not find it in this twilight sky with his arms extended out to his side. He located it, and he was able to pull it in. An eventful first out here in the seventh, and Jeremy Eierman stands in now. Eierman is 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. Runner at second, one out here in the seventh. No score, Rough Riders and Rockhounds, game three of the series. Gowdy readies, he deals home. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. This is the dangerous part of the night, where it can get very tough to locate fly balls, especially here in this ballpark. Gowdy readies from the belt, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and a good offering off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. It is twilight, but the sun is still slightly above the horizon, casting pink hues across the cloud in left field. Yes, cloud, there's only one. And there's a little bit of a pinkish hue across the horizon to our right as well. The sun is setting to our right. The sun was in the left fielder Dustin Harris's eyes earlier tonight. 0-2 on Eierman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball low and away. And there's out number two, and a big second out for Kevin Gowdy. He picks up his first whiff of the night. And Jordan Diaz steps in now. We're scoreless in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Midland just had their second hit of the day. Zach Geloff with a double, extending his on-base streak to 16 games now. Here's the set, and Gowdy deals home to Diaz. Chopper, third base side, past Dio Arias into left field. Harris up with it. Geloff around third. The throw, not in time. Now throw to second. Tag applied. Diaz is safe at second. Midland breaks the scoreless tie. RBI single for Jordan Diaz through the left side, past the diving Dio Arias.
Catcher Kyle
Zach Geloff has very good speed, and he was able to beat the throw from Dustin Harris. Kyle McCann bats now. Midland leads 1-0, home half of the seventh. Gowdy looks back towards second and offers, and they call a pitch clock violation on Gowdy. So automatic ball, 1-1, no strikes. McCann, left-handed batter. Gowdy, right-handed pitcher. 2 outs, runner at second. Here's the set. And the pitch home. Just outside. Missed with a splitter, and it's 2-1, no strikes. Coming off Tommy John surgery, Gowdy threw a changeup beforehand, but with his new arm action coming off the surgery, he couldn't get a feel with the changeup, so he switched to a splitter. 2-0, swing and a miss. McCann out in front. And it's 2-1. So he's a fastball, slider, splitter guy. And he's been that way since 2019. Tucks the glove to the chest, peers in for his sign. He's got it. Third base side of the rubber, he kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, 2-2. That was the slider on the outside edge. Diaz leads from second. McCann, open stance left side, pinwheels the bat twice out to the mound. His hands shoulder level. 2-2. Low, Garcia blocks. Keeps it in front and keeps Diaz pasted at second base. Rough Riders still out hitting the Rockhounds 6-3. But Midland now has the lead, 1-0. Gowdy readies. And the payoff on the way. Low and outside, ball four. Kyle McCann makes his way onto first base. Jake Suttleson will bat now, but not before a quick mound visit from Garcia. Duran and Ornelas make their way to the mound to chat. Two middle infielders for the Riders. So Midland, the ball hitting 290 as a team coming into this game. We're held to just one base hit for six innings. And they have finally gotten to the Rough Riders pitching here in the bottom half of the seventh. What a job by Justin Slayton. Five shutout innings, just one hit. Gowdy worked a 1-2-3 sixth inning on just nine pitches. Leadoff double by Zach Geloff here in the seventh. Two batters later, Jordan Diaz with an RBI single to left field. Now two aboard with two out, 1-0. Here's Jake Suttleson. First pitch, tapper to third. Edias has it. He takes it to the pillow himself, crosses from fair to foul territory across the bag, and right to the dugout. There's out number three. Rough Riders do give up a run, though. First tally of the night. One run on two hits, no errors, two left stranded. 1-0 Midland as we go to the top of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Help us celebrate Cinco de Mayo as the Riders wear their Copa de la Diversión jerseys for the first time this season on Thursday, May 5th, and take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Join the party with the Blue Northern Heart Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission to Thursday's game and into the largest Lazy River party in baseball with $2 domestic drafts and $2 Blue Northern Heart Seltzers. And for the entire ballpark, half off all beer and wine. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
So Midland finds the scoreboard first tonight. A single in the bottom half of the seventh to score a run. And it's 1-0 as we go to the top half of the eighth inning. And for the first time tonight, Midland dips into their bullpen. Garrett Acton out of the bullpen. He takes over for Jack Cushing, who was flat out brilliant. Seven innings, scoreless. Allowed six hits, struck out five, walked one. Rough Riders happy to see Cushing go. And now they'll try to attack Acton in his first appearance of the series. Rough Riders have had a base runner in every inning except for one. Just haven't been able to push a run across. Acton, the 23-year-old, 6'2", 215 pounds, out of the University of Illinois. Originally a Chicago White Sox draft pick back in 2016. And now with the A's organization. From the stretch, he fires home. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. He was picked in 2018 in the 35th round, but did not sign. Went to Illinois instead. And then was signed as a minor league free agent in 2020, coming out of college. 1-0. High fly ball hit to center field. Calabweek back a couple steps, shy of the warning track. Comes in now as the wind blows it in and makes the catch. One away here in the eighth inning, and Ezekiel Duran makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Midland, top eight. Naperville, Illinois native is making his seventh appearance this year, 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA. In seven innings, nine strikeouts, but he's walked five. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. He's allowed 10 hits. Opponents hitting .357 against for Duran. The offering. Grounder, third base side, off of Geloff's glove into left field. So Duran finds himself aboard. Base hit. First hit of the day for Duran. It's the seventh hit for the Rough Riders. A night after they had 17 hits, a season high. Trying to rally here in the eighth inning. Dustin Harris hits. He is 2-for-3, and he was robbed his last time out on a sliding catch in center by Chase Calabui. From the stretch, the pitch. A liner back up the middle. The shortstop, Ironman, makes the catch. Throw back to first, not in time. Wow, close play at first base. Harris hit it hard again, a line out to short. And there are two outs. Boy, great reaction time by Duran getting back in there. A great throw by Ironman, right on target. But he just got his right hand in there. Two down now, and Blaine Krim hits. Krim in from the right side against Acton. First pitch. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. The eighth inning has been a good inning for the Rough Riders. They've scored more runs in the eighth this year than any other frame. 16 tallies in the eighth. Here's the 1-0. Krim takes a breaking ball, inner edge for a strike. And the count levels at 1-1. Krim is a good guy to get it done here. He has great power. Just one home run, though, this year. The 1-1. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Two down, runner on first here in the top of the eighth. 1-0 Midland. Acton delivers home. Runner takes off, grounder, third baseline. Geloff has it. Krohops throws to first and gets Krim. Side retired. For the Rough Riders, no run to hit. No errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders down 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco, to that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token. Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we have a situation going on the mound as Furo Zuna has come in out of the bullpen and they've taken his glove. And they're going to go talk to Jared Gettard, the manager now for the Rough Riders, looking at his glove. Ozuna, Rough Riders' third reliever, and they might be taking his glove and asking him to get a new glove. Our crew chief, Trevor Daninger talking to Getter, saying that the glove is other. And so Dustin Harris, the left fielder, has been thrown a new glove from the bullpen. And they're going to grab for Ozuna a new baseball glove. Well, that's odd. All right, it's 1-0 Midland here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Ozuna takes over for Kevin Gowdy, who went two innings, allowing one run on two hits. He struck out one and walked one. For Ozuna is the new Rough Riders man on the mound. New glove and all. Midland got on the scoreboard in the bottom half of the seventh. RBI single from Jordan Diaz. Scoring Zach Gellock. And now Ozuna finishing up his warm-up tosses. We'll have to deal with 9-1-2 Michael Goldberg, Max Schumann, and Chase Calabui.
Leading off for the Rockhound, number 6.
Goldberg.
Michael Goldberg.
0 for 2 today. 1-0 Midland, bottom half of the eighth. Big spot for Ozuna, who's been really good for the Rough Riders this year. Here's the offering in. Chopped foul back behind home. And the count, no balls and one strike. Ozuna, a returner from last year's club. And he is much improved this year. Got off to a good start, but then got a little tired down the stretch. He delivers, a swing and a miss off the outside corner, 0-2. The 26-year-old former position player pitched in his first full season as a pitcher ever in AA last year. 0-2. Broken bat pop-up, first base side. Blaine Krim into foul territory. Right on the first base coaching box. He makes the catch, and there's one out. Away in the eighth, 1-0. Midland out in front. 9 1/3 innings over 6 outings for Ozuna this year. 12 strikeouts to 3 walks. Opponents just hitting 152 against the right-hander. He comes set and offers home on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. And Furr is ahead. 1-0 with a 1.93 ERA so far this season. He offers in. Right on the outside corner for a called strike two, 0-2. Ozuna has used the changeup very effectively this year. Fastball, slider, changeup combination. His fastball will be in the upper 90s. 0-2. Strike three called. Top of the zone. He got him looking. What a pitch from Furr Ozuna. His first strikeout, and there are two away here in the eighth inning. Ozuna sits down Schumann, and here's Chase Calabui. 1-0 Midland, home half of the eighth inning. Ozuna readies and deals home to the left-handed batter. High and outside, slipped out of his hand, 1-0. Rough Riders in the top of the ninth will have Foscue, Ornelas, and Garcia. 5-6-7 in the order to try and tie it if Ozuna can keep it a one-run game. The pitch, broken bat chopper out to first. Easy play for Krim. He's got it underhand to Ozuna. He beats Calabui to the bag, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion here in the eighth inning. Easy inning. Just 8 pitches for Furr Ozuna. No runs in tears. Nobody left on base. Top 9 coming up. Last ups for the Rough Riders, needing a run to tie it and 2 to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3. It's federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Come be in the presence of some of the best to contribute to Texas Rangers baseball every Wednesday at Riders Field. New this year, Texas baseball legends give fans the chance to meet some of the best names in the game. On Wednesday, May 4th, Bally Sports Southwest's Emily Jones will be in attendance for a meet and greet.
Let's go down and say hello to Emily Jones, Emily.
Check out our approved Texas baseball legends list online and find out more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dustin Foscue starts it off in the ninth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 1-0 to Midland and trying to come on back. Acton, the right-hander, deals. A liner into center field, and it's in there for a base hit. Justin Foscue singles to center, his first hit of the day. And the Rough Riders with a base runner to start things off in the ninth inning. Kalibwig was playing very deep in the outfield as they're in no doubles defense with the corners.
Now batting number 12.
Trying to make sure no ball gets down the line. And everyone in the outfield very deep. Now Foscue comes out for a pinch runner now as Josh Stowers takes over at first base. Stowers better speed at first, so pinch runner trying to tie things up here in the ninth. Johnny Ornelas bats now for the Riders, trailing 1-0. Here's the pitch on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Midland scored the game's first run in the bottom of the seventh. Acton delivers, fouled straight back, 0-2. Seen a lot of quick innings between these two teams over the last few frames. Saw a six-pitch bottom of the fifth, then a five-pitch top of the sixth. Seen a nine-pitch half inning, eight-pitch half inning in the bottom of the eighth. 0-2, fouled straight back, and it's still no balls, two strikes. 11 pitches in the top of the seventh. This game has had a wonderful pace to it. An almost extreme pace to it. Acton's pitch. Ornelas flies it down the right field line in towards the corner and foul. Up onto the berm down the right field line. 0-2. Ornelas 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth. He has one home run this year. A homer would give the Riders the lead here in the top of the ninth. Acton readies. Stowers dances from first, the pitch. Low off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Ornelas probably seeing the ball as good, if not better, than any player on the Rough Riders right now. Maybe him and Dustin Harris can make an argument, and J.P. Martinez. Here's the offering. Low. Count levels at 2-2. This will be pitch number 7 to Ornelas. Great guy to have up in this spot. Justin Foscue singled. Josh Stowers is pinch running for him at first. Here's the set. And the 2-2 on the way. A throw over to first. Oh, and Stowers was picked off. But the ball was dropped by Diaz, the first baseman. He runs back and grabs it in foul territory. And the Riders catch a break. Stowers was dancing and trying to play with Acton. And Acton just happened to throw over in a moment when Stowers had his momentum going towards the second base bag on his shove, but Diaz dropped it. So still nobody out. Time called. Ornelas steps out. And makes his way back into the box. Right foot first, followed by the left. Taps the outside corner of the plate with the tip of the bat. The inside corner locks it over his right shoulder. The 2-2. A liner into right center field. This one's headed for the alley, and it's down. It gets all the way to the warning track. Stores gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe. Johnny Ornelas delivers an RBI double to tie the game here in the top of the ninth inning. Jared Gettert pulling the trigger to pinch run for Justin Foskey with Josh Stowers, and he scores from first on a double in the gap, and the Rough Riders have the lead. Beg your pardon, the Rough Riders tie it up. A tie game here in the top of the ninth inning. How about it? Johnny Ornelas with his second hit today. His third double of the season. He knocks in his fifth run this series. And the Rough Riders and Rockhounds have a brand new game here in the top of the ninth inning.
That number is E230-6253.
Clutch hitting from Johnny Ornelas, lining it into the right center field gap. Stowers on his way to third, knocked the helmet off his head, and dove headfirst safely into home. Pitch home to Garcia. A high fly ball hit deep to right field. Foyle going back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It's gone! David Garcia with a two-run go-ahead homer. And the Rough Riders grab a 3-1 lead here in the ninth. Oh, baby! Ornelas tied it. And David Garcia with his first double-A home run to give the Rough Riders the lead. 3-1, Rough Riders out in front. Into the short porch in right field, and the Rough Riders have grabbed the lead. Still nobody out here in the ninth inning, and the pitch to Fabian. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Oh, my goodness. On the first pitch, David Garcia with his first double-A home run to right field. The offering home. Just misses high and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Oh, what a ball game. From the stretch, the 1-1. On the outside edge for a called strike. And it's 1-2. Johnny Ornelas with the RBI double into the right center field alley, scoring Josh Stowers. 1-2. Fabian fouls it back into the glove, I believe, of McCann. He did, and it's a strikeout. A check swing on a pitch up and in, just caught a bit of the bat, fouled it back into McCann's glove, and he strikes out. First strikeout for Acton. And there's one away here in the ninth inning for Dio Adios. The pitch is grounded foul, third base line, and it's 0-1. Three-one Rough Riders. Top of the ninth inning. Here's the set, and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's no balls and two strikes. Clutch hitting late in this game for the Rough Riders. 0-2. Edias grounds it back up the middle. Ironman to his left. The shortstop picks. Slings it sidearm to first. Got him. Two outs. Furo Zuna will most likely go for the Rough Riders in the home half of the ninth inning. He came on in the eighth and just needed eight pitches to get through a 1-2-3-8.
Now batting number one, J.P. Martinez.
J.P. Martinez on his way to the plate now. Tied, one ball, no strikes. 1-for-4-8 for Martinez. Here's the set. And the 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the set by the right-hander. And he offers home. Outside. 3-0. What a comeback this would be for Frisco. The pitch. Outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk of J.P. Martinez. Nobody's warming up out in the Midland bullpen. So this is Acton all the way. And here's Ezekiel Duran. Time called, and Chris Smith comes out of the dugout, the pitching coach. He's going to go chat. Rough Riders, a 3-1 advantage here in the top of the ninth inning. All three runs coming in this frame.
VIP Sports Getaway, the official transportation provider of the Rockhounds. Visit VIPSportsGetaway.com for your bus travel needs or for information on Dallas Cowboy trips.
Duran stands in. Right on right. He's ready to go, and the pitch. Martinez takes off, high and inside. Throw to second, not in time, skips into center. Martinez gets up on his way to third, and he stopped right there. Martinez with his team-high eighth steal of the season. Gets all the way over to third on the first error of the day for the Rockhounds. 1-0 on Duran. Here's the look in by the right-hander. The time is called. Nope, pitch clock violation. Took too long. Two balls, no strikes. A long look in by the right-hander again. He kicks and fires on the way to Duran. Off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes. That's now seven consecutive out of the zone for the right-hander. And the pitch home. That one's down the heart of the plate. 3-1. Here she comes. Low and outside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks. Runners at the corners for Dustin Harris. Opportunity for Frisco to add on a little bit. Runners at the edges. Here's the pitch home to Harris. He takes high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Eighth man up in the inning for the Rough Riders. Harris is 2-for-4 today with a single and a double. He's hit the ball hard as two outs as well with a pair of lineouts. 1-0 pitch. Harris swings, sends it high in the air, deep to left field. Goldberg back to the warning track. He's back at the wall, and it hits off the top of the wall and leaves the park. Dustin Harris, a 3-run opposite field homer. And the Rough Riders have blown it open here in the ninth inning. It's a 6-1 advantage for Frisco on Dustin Harris's second home run this season. It hit right off the top of the wall and got out of here.
No batter, number nine, Wayne Crabb.
What a ninth inning for Frisco. Ninth man up to the plate here in the ninth for the Rough Riders. Dustin Harris, 3-for-4 today, single, double, 3-run homer. Time called, and here comes Bobby Crosby, the manager, and he's going to go get Garrett Acton. A pitching change here in the top of the ninth inning, 6 runs in for the Rough Riders on a memorable night. Crosby, a long talk with Acton. And he takes the baseball from him. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher when we come back. Riders up 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including
including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
After one inning last night, Nick Heiberger is out of the bullpen trying to shut things down in this ninth. Two outs, Rough Riders with six runs in on four hits. RBI double for Jonathan Ornelas to tie the game. David Garcia with a two-run homer to give the Rough Riders the lead. And then Dustin Harris hit a three-run home run to extend the lead. And Frisco has blown it wide open. It's 6-1 Rough Riders. Here's Blaine Crim. Base is clean. Two outs. The pitch. Chopper out to the shortstop. Ironman has it on the backhand. Throws on to first. Low. Diaz picks it out. And the inning finally comes to a close on the first pitch from Nick Heiberger. Rough Riders do all the damage needed, though. Six runs on four hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom nine coming up for Ozuna. Looks to send us to victory on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders carry a 6-1 advantage to the home half of the ninth inning. For Ozuna on to face Zach Geloff, and he deals home. On the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. What a ball game. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot. It was scoreless until the seventh inning when Midland took a 1-0 lead. The 0-1. Way outside, it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the top of the ninth exploded. Justin Foscue started it with a single to center. He was pinch run for by Josh Stowers. 0-1. Fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. Johnny Ornelas tied the game with an RBI double, scoring Stowers from first. And then David Garcia on the first pitch, he saw a two-run home run into the bullpen in right field. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him off the outside corner. A strikeout of Zach Geloff. Second strikeout for Furuozuna. There's one away. The air seemingly has gone out of the tires for Midland as we enter this bottom half of the ninth. Later in the inning, after a pair of walks, Dustin Harris hit a ball off the top of the wall in left field. It bounced over the wall for a three-run home run. The pitch. Outside to Foyle, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders taking advantage in the ninth inning. A little late offense. The 1-0 pitch. A liner into shallow under it, makes the catch. Two outs. Jeremy Ironman bats now, the final hope for the Rockhounds. Rough Riders up five.
Shortstop, Jeremy Ironman.
From the stretch, here's the offering on the way. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-1. Ironman 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts tonight. Frisco on the precipice of victory in what is a very memorable night. The 0-1 outside all the way back to the backstop, and it's one ball and one strike. This will be the Rough Riders' third win, making their second win and their last at-bat this season. 1-1. Fouled away right side, and the Riders have the Rockhounds down to their final strike. One and two on Jeremy Ironman. The right-hander kicks and fires. Fouled straight back. Still one ball and two strikes. Infield back. Outfield to pull for the right-handed batter. Here's Ozuna with the 1-2 pitch. A ground ball out to short. One hop to Ornelas. He picks, throws on to first, and the Rough Riders win an amazing game. 6-1 victory for Frisco. The Riders with six runs in the top of the ninth inning, and they come from behind to emerge victorious in the third game of this six-game series. What a win for Frisco. They improved to 12-6 on the season, and they are playing some amazing baseball right now. We'll break it down for you in the post-game show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout? How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey guys, Mother's Day is approaching fast. Don't have your plans down yet? Spend your Sunday at the ballpark with the Frisco Rough Riders Mother's Day Ticket Pack at Riders Field, going on now through May 8th. This exclusive deal gets you and three others home plate seating, plus a beautiful Kendra Scott bracelet, all for just $99. More information and our entire ticket bundle page can be found at ridersbaseball.com or call the Rough Riders box office at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back inside Momentum Bank Ballpark here in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley with you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Thursday evening. The Rough Riders winners tonight 6-1 over the Midland Rockhounds in what was an absolutely thrilling baseball game. Let's take you through it. Rough Riders and Rockhounds were scoreless into the bottom half of the seventh inning. when Jordan Diaz ripped a single past Ioannis at third and into left field, bringing home Zach Geloff to make it 1-0. That was our score entering the top of the ninth when the Rough Riders flat out exploded. Justin Foscue began the inning with a single to center. Josh Stowers, Jonathan Ornelas, RBI double into the right center field gap. First pitch to David Garcia, the next batter. He deposited a two-run home run into the bullpen in right field to make it 3-1. And after a couple outs and a couple walks, Dustin Harris, a three-run home run to left. And the Rough Riders, a 6-1 victory over the Midland Rockhounds. What a night for baseball for Ozuna. A win today as he improves to 2-0 on the season. Nick Heiberger, or I should say Garrett Acton, with the loss. And no save for either side. 2:06 our game time. This thing just flew by. We were on pace for 145 if we would have had a clean ninth, but hey, we're okay with that. Rough Riders with those 6 runs in the ninth inning. We'll give you scores from around the league, around the organization, and we'll set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's game 4 of the series when we come back. Riders win it 6-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area roads. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome you back to Midland, Texas, one final time on this Thursday evening. Rough Riders win it 6-1 over the Midland Rockhounds. Zach Bigley back with you here on the postgame show. Let's take you through the score. Corpus Christi and Tulsa doing battle. They're all knotted up at One Oak Field, currently in the top half of the eighth inning. San Antonio, a winner last night over Springfield. They're up 1-0 in the bottom half of the eighth inning themselves at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Amarillo and Northwest Arkansas meeting up, and they are tied up at 4-4 in the top half of the ninth inning at Arbest Ballpark. And one final along with the Rough Riders, Wichita, a 2-0 blanking of the Arkansas Travelers. Simeon Woods Richardson, who has yet to give up a run this year, he did it again. Another shutout in his second victory of the season, one of the top prospects in the Twins organization, picking up the win in that game. As for the Rangers affiliates, AAA Round Rock taking on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Angels. And the Bees are up 2-0 in the top half of the eighth inning at Dell Diamond. 2 games that have been finalized in the organization. Down east at the low A level, a 2-0 win over Carolina at Granger Stadium at home. And at the high A level, Hickory, 2 runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning to walk off over the Greenville Drive, the Red Sox affiliate. A walk-off victory for the High A Hickory Crawdads. It was on a Chris Cisse 2-run walk-off homer from down 1 to win it. Boy, that's exciting stuff. Chris Cisse with his 4th homer of the season for the Crawdads. At the big league level, the Astros down the Rangers 3-2 earlier today. A lot of runs late in that game, just like this one here. The Rangers mustered a run in the bottom of the 7th to tie the game, but Houston with 2 runs in the top of the 8th. And a Corey Seager homer in the bottom of the ninth was not enough to push Texas over Houston as they fall to 6-13 on the year. The Rough Riders, they win it. They're now 12-6 on the season, playing some really good baseball here in Midland and overall this season. And tomorrow they will turn to Cody Bradford looking for a bounce-back start to try and keep it going. Bradford 1-1 with a 10-8-0 ERA. He allowed 10 runs in his last start to Northwest Arkansas after being really good in his first start against Ty Dameron, who we saw a bunch last year. No record, an 8-1-0 ERA. for the left-hander Dameron for the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame show. We hope you can join us. It should be great to watch the Rough Riders go back against the Rockhounds after these first three games of the series. That's going to do it for us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks to everybody who made the broadcast possible today. On behalf of everybody here with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Once again, the Rough Riders win it 6-1 over the Rockhounds, and they improved to 12-6 on the season. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:45 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.